Ring, ring. This is a scam call. Senior citizens, beware. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. The COVID pandemic brought more than just sickness and a big change in lifestyles. It brought a huge increase in phone and internet scams. Most everybody was stuck at home, and the scammers were taking advantage in 2020 before COVID really got going. Americans lost just under $20 billion to scammers. That was bad enough, but in 2021, the money lost shot up to about $30 billion. The Federal Trade Commission estimates that last year, 4 out of 5 Americans lost money to scammers.
Unfortunately, older adults are a particularly favorite target. They're more likely to listen, they are often more trusting, and they're more easily caught off guard.
That's Barbara Stack Brand, who's an educator at Kansas State University. But there's another reason that older folks are top targets, is they tend to have more assets to steal. But actual money lost, much greater among Americans 65 and older. Older people are less likely to report being scammed, partly because they're embarrassed that they were taken in the first place.
They fear they will be seen as not being able to handle their financial and banking processes anymore, possibly with a potential loss of control and independence. Fear that their actions may isolate them even more, and maybe even fear that they may be placed in a nursing home.
For a lot of tips on scams, go online to federaltradecommission.gov. That's federaltradecommission.gov, and that's no scam. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.